It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. A recent executive order from President Trump targeting mail-in balloting is being challenged in court by a number of states, including Colorado. Matt Crane is the head of Colorado County Clerks Association.
I see it as executive branch overreach. So the Constitution gives some power to regulate elections to Congress. It gives no power to the executive branch. And so had this gone through Congress, then we would look to engage on it in a different way. But because this is coming from the executive branch, we expect those lawsuits to be successful.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said the executive order unlawfully interferes with states' mail voting programs and threatens the right to vote for millions of Colorado voters. A California company building data centers for AI clients is asking Colorado Springs to approve a project aimed at retrofitting an old computer chip manufacturing plant near the Garden of the Gods Road. A packed community meeting raised concerns, including about water use. The company's co-owner, Josh Green, says the data center plans to use what they're calling a closed-loop system.
We will require about 200,000 gallons day one, one time only. We don't have to replace anything else. We don't need any more water. We don't want any more water.
Residents also had concerns over heat emitted from the building, the possibility of utility bills increasing, and noise levels. The city is still reviewing the company's request. A CDOT snowplow driver has been charged in the fatal crash involving a girls' hockey team on I-70. Colton Weidman is facing 8 misdemeanors, including careless driving causing death and careless driving causing serious bodily injury in the January 29th accident. Troopers say the 29-year-old lost control of the snowplow and struck the sprinter van carrying the team. The van's driver, Manuel Lorenza, was killed in the crash. 3 adults and 5 children were also injured. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.